The Voice of America presents Jazz Club USA. The Voice of America presents another in the series of programs designed to bring you jazz at its best. And here is your commentator, the well-known jazz critic and composer, Leonard Feather.
Greetings and modulations. Today we'll be bringing you a battle of tenor saxophones, recorded especially for this program at Birdland in New York City, when the bands of Arnett Cobb and Lester Young were playing there recently. Arnett, who is one of the most popular tenor sax men, was recently welcomed back to the jazz scene after several years of serious illness from which he made a miraculous recovery. And here is his bright seven-piece band playing a tune composed and arranged by that fine bass player George Duvivier, Open House. Cobb first rose to fame with the Lionel Hampton Orchestra. That's probably where he learned to have great respect for the beat, because his music has a fine rhythmic pulse at any tempo. In fact, you'll notice it on this next number, which is an old tune revived by Arnett called Without a Word of Warning.
Thank you.
Soloists in the Arnett Cobb Band include Ed Lewis, trumpet, Dickie Harris on trombone, and George Rhodes at the piano. Arnett has written quite a few successful tunes himself, the best known of which was Smooth Sailing, which Ella Fitzgerald made famous. And here's one of his originals coming up now, The Dutch Kitchen Bounce. That swinging session by Arnett Cobb, you may wonder how anybody can follow him successfully in our battle of the tenor saxophones today. But, of course, Arnett represents the emphatic, extrovert style, while Lester Young has always been a symbol of the cool school of jazz. He tends toward understatement and doesn't strive for that big, round tone that Arnett gets. So here we are at Birdland again as Lester Young, or Prez, as the musicians always call him, gets up on the bandstand to start a set. And his first number will be an original piece which he calls Nina.
Oh,
Dixieland End was a surprise, wasn't it? Typical of the unpredictable musical mind, the eccentric personality of Lester Young. And the trumpet player, by the way, is Jesse Drake, one of the better young exponents of the bop horn style. Now here's Lester with Ghost of a Chance. Next, we have the number that Lester Young originated back in 1939 during his famous days with the Count Basie Orchestra, Lester Leaps In. Mm-hmm. One of the advantages of visiting the clubs with you on these Jazz Club USA sessions is that the musicians get a chance to stretch themselves out. Instead of confining themselves to the standard 3-minute record performance, they play as long as they feel like playing. And that's exactly what's going to happen on this next number, as Lester Young and his group feature Destination Moon. Thank you. So, Lester Young has finally reached his destination, Moon. With the help, of course, of Jesse Drake on trumpet, Earl Knight at the piano, Lee Abrams on drums, and Gene Ramey on bass. Music for today's session was recorded at Birdland, the Broadway home of modern jazz in New York City. Time now to remind you that we'd like to hear your comments and your suggestions. Just write to Jazz Club USA, Voice of America, New York 19. And now this is your host, Leonard Feather, wishing you the best of tempos until next week. USA is a feature presentation of the Voice of America.